Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with T. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, it's Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are. You know, tonight I'm just
going to sit back and relax.
Just want to talk a little bit. It's not going to be tonight. Not going to be a long night, you know. But I definitely just wanted to come through. Hey, what's going on, Butterfly? What's going on? I just wanted to come on tonight and just talk a little bit, spread some love, spread some joy. Spread some cheer tonight. You know, we talk about self-care. We talk about all those different things that we can do. And, you know, when you embrace the moment and you just say, you know what, Lord, have your way in my life. Just embrace it. Just jump out there. Jump out on or out of the boat. And you just walk. So, you know, there's some changes making, and I really will be able to really, really talk a lot more about it next week. You know, and I know I've been talking about it, saying about all these different things that I'm reaching out and doing, but I definitely will be in a better place to really share a lot about that stuff next week. But, you know, I just have to say tonight, I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for the love you guys have shown me, for the love that you show me, for the encouraging words that you guys send, and for the prayers. I really appreciate those prayers. But, you know, I've got to say this. That jumping out, it's so much easier to talk about jumping out and things. And sometimes the things that we want, we think we got to look over here, we got to look over there. But sometimes those things that we are praying and asking God for, those things are right there in front of our faces. What's going on, Dr. T? You got Dr. T in the house on Facebook Live. I got Butterfly. What's going on, Butterfly? Hey, Butterfly on IG. And I'm available. I'm also live on Blog Talk Radio at the same time. You know, so right now while things are going and I'm going to play a little something from Blog Talk. But I just have to say, guys, that I am blessed and just grateful to be here. I'm just really, really grateful to be here. How do you deal with change when change comes? How do you guys deal with change when change comes? When the seasons are changing, do you jump into a new season? Or do you allow God to touch and move and encourage you while you are going through and while the seasons are changing? So the seasons are changing, and I'm still saying, yes, Lord, have your way in my life today. Because ultimately, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. Ultimately, it's not about what I'm thinking. It's about Jesus. So I've been just in this place, guys, really, you know, when I think about what God has brought me through, what he's bringing me through, and what the different things he has said are going to come to pass, and those things are coming to pass. And it's like, you know, I'm feeling like I'm almost at that place where I'm like, I can let some things go. So things are changing. The seasons are changing in my life. And it feels so good. And I don't mind sharing this with you guys. No, I'm not sharing with you everything because, you know, I do believe that some things are meant between you and God. It's not necessary for everyone. But if I can say something that can encourage you, if I can say something that can help you, then so be it. So be it. So be it. You know, when you're sharing through your pain, sharing through those different things that you're going through, you never know who's touched. You never know who's touched by the things that you say and by the things you do. I'm going to play a little something in a minute. What's going on, Felicia? Amen. That's awesome. Yes, thanks, Felicia. What's going on, Trina? What's going on, y'all? You know, listen, you know, I was talking about jumping on the water. Like I said, I will be able to really, really go into this thing next week to let you, to really share with you guys what's going on, Jay Breezy, let you know what God is doing in my life in this season. You know, and the seasons are changing for real. And it's like, oh, man, this thing is real. Life is real. You know, God is real. So if God has placed something in your heart to do, guys, trust him. Trust him. You know, and you got to pray. I'm going to play a song, guys, and I hope you guys like this song. This song is entitled Just Pray. Because guess what? We've got to just pray. So I'm going to play a song for you, and I hope that you guys like this. This is from a project that's supposed to be coming out some years ago, but it got derailed. But you know what? I don't have it on here. But you know, it's okay. It's okay. I'm going to play this next one. And I hope this song touches your heart, guys. This song is called, it's called Kindle My Heart.
The
Kindle my heart, kindle the flame, kindle my love. I won't be the same. Happiness was only a dream. Now my dreams come true because of you. You know, listen, guys. That was one of the songs that really, really came from my heart during one of the hardest times. And my prayer was like, Lord, kindle my heart, touch my heart, kindle the flame. When you kindle something, you really get to it. What's going on? I got my cousin on. What's up, Tondi? You know, and you know, what's going on? Cousin is in the house. That's a beautiful song. Even Tuesday night, inspirational family. Hey, cousin. Yes, God. You know, and that was my prayer. Listen, guys, you know, being in this place at this time, you know, one of the things that's been keeping me really honestly is prayer. You know, the prayers of the righteous prevail much. And saying, you know, I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm going to trust you. Regardless of what I'm experiencing, I'm going to trust you, you know, and when God calls you, the biggest thing is this, are we willing to say yes? God is looking for one person to say, yes, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. So help me. And I'm in this place, guys, I'm just saying, Lord, have your way. And, you know, and I had to say, Lord, I'm praying that you will have your way in my life tonight. I'm praying that you have your way in my heart. I pray to do what you call me to do. So that's, and honestly, guys, I'm going to tell you this. Staying focused. Hearing God's voice for yourself. Staying focused. And take it day by day. Take it day by day. Because that's what I'm doing. I've been doing it. I've been taking it day by day. And when God calls you, just saying, you know, just being willing to say, okay, Lord, have your way. Have your way. I'm going to play this song for you guys, and I hope that you guys like it, you know. And this song is, I'm going to find it first. So I'm not going to even announce it just yet. I want to make sure I have this. But for myself, guys, you know, one of the words that encouraged me was Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. It says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Verse 8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. What encourages me tonight is that God is with me. God is with you. God is with us. He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, are you in that place where God is calling you and he wants you to move forward and he wants you to follow him? He wants you to step out of your comfort zone. And then are you willing to do it? You guys realize a year has gone by. You know, this past year has gone by so quickly. We're in August already. It seems like my mother just passed, like, yesterday. But time is going by so quickly. And the thing about it is, I don't know about you, but I just want to be in His will. I just want to be in His will. So I want to play this song for you guys. I think I was looking in the wrong spot. I'm going to go back and look at it. But, you know, really, in that place, it's just being like, okay, Lord, have your way. Here I am. Yeah, here it is. And I hope you guys like this song. And it's called Gotta Pray. And the message is still the same. It's still the same thing.
This is serious.
This is my song right here, guys.
You gotta pray, you gotta pray. You gotta pray.
Deep inside, you wanna go somewhere and hide, but that won't change your situation.
No, yeah,
things won't change until you see God giving you the victory. Stop right now, kneel and pray.
Believe
God, I really hears you.
Believe
God, I really loves you.
Believe
His word is true. God blesses for you.
Receive
His truth for you.
Receive
only if you believe. Yeah.
right. Get your break.
You gotta, you gotta pray.
That was something from a long, long time ago. That was something from a long, long time ago. That song is available on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. And but it was part of a two-disc CD that had been sent off to be mixed and mastered, but the person took my money and never finished it. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, the full thing will come out eventually. But, you know, talking about being that place where you are, God's calling you and saying, come on, go ahead and do it. It's time for you to go. It's time for you to do the next thing. It's time for you to go through this season. And it's kind of like you have to ask yourself what God asked you, like God had to ask me, what is keeping you? And what's most times, guys, what is keeping us from moving forward? Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's our insecurities. My gift is not like that person. My gift is not like this person. I don't know, Lord, how am I going to get to the next level? Because how can you use me? How can you use me? You know, and I got to this point, like, creating me a clean heart, oh God. Psalm 51, verse 10. Chapter 51, verse 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. I need to be sustained. Help me, Lord. You know, and that place where I'm saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. So, Lord, while I'm feeling insecure, while I'm feeling like inadequate, when I'm feeling like, Lord, how can you use? So my thing is this, Lord, here I am. Please forgive me for my sins. Create in me a pure heart, oh God. See, I don't want to be in this for, it's not about being in ministry to have the different things to fuel the things that I would like to have. But thank God for the things I do have, for the things I can enjoy. But ultimately, it's not about that. It's about spreading love. It's about spreading hope. It's about spreading God's message to people who are going through. You know, people need the Lord. You know, we need the Lord. So I say, Lord, you know, I don't want to do this in my own strength. I don't want to do this thing in my own strength. So, Lord, have your way in my life. Create in me a pure heart of God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. You know that song, I Need You Now, right? Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. You know, I really want to do this thing that God has called me to do. What about you guys? What about you guys? Are you at that point where you're saying, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm believing you. I'm believing that you're going to open up the doors for me. I'm believing that you're going to work in my life. And I'm saying, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I'm going to get on the keyboard next week, y'all. I got to clean the area up over there. But I'm going to get on the keyboard next week and play a little bit and preach a little bit next week. I'm going to do that from the keyboard tomorrow. But, you know, it's been a change because, you know, I wasn't doing the program broadcast up here. I was doing it upstairs in my studio. You know, I was doing it there. And, you know, and I just thank God for what God is doing in my life. You know, guys, but it's not about the things we have. You know, I was talking with someone and a play brother of mine, and he was sharing. And, you know, listen, guys, people's lives can change in a second. Like I've said before, some people went to work this morning and they didn't return back home. Some people went to sleep. They did not wake up. Some people ran to the store and never came back. But you're here. We're here for a purpose. I wrote the song, guys. And like I said, I'm sharing a little bit of this music with you guys. And this song is entitled Renewing Me. And basically saying, Lord, renew in me a clean heart, God. Renew in me. Now, this, guys, I'm really, I mean, this is where I am. I'm like, Lord, please renew in me a clean heart. Please renew in me a right mind. So I hope this song touches your heart. This is entitled Renewing Me. This is for my first project, All Things Are Possible. So I hope it touches your heart.
Your presence.
And that was recorded years, years ago. And that's called Renew in Me. And I probably don't sing that one as much or play that one even as much. But, you know, that's ultimately my prayer anyway. Lord, have your way in my life. Renew in me. You know, when I think about what I've gone through, I think that's about the fact that God is still keeping me. And he's still keeping you, even in the midst of some of the things that you're going through. I was like, Lord, please have your way. Please have your way in my life. You know, and it's about learning. For me, it's about learning life's lessons. You know, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? What do you want me to learn from that situation? You know, I have to say this on Facebook. You know, I own all the rights to the songs. You know, so don't shut this thing down. I actually do own all the rights. And I know I have to edit this to say I own all the rights to the song. You know. No, so I have to make sure I write that on Facebook, make sure they know that I wrote all the songs. So this next song I'm going to play for you guys. Now, so it's end up different, you know, because there's some things that I am working on. And the biggest thing that I can get from this thing, like with God calling me and saying, step out, and I'm thinking about, Lord, my inadequacies, Lord, I got to pray. You know, I just got to pray. Got to pray. Can't stop praying. And then get to a point saying, Lord, my heart, create me a clean heart. Lord God, renew me, Lord. And I want to feel your presence with me every day. And then this whole thing about life's lessons. You know, the word, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. You know, my thing is like, Lord, let me learn everything you want me to learn in this season. How are you guys feeling? How are you guys feeling about that? Are you in this place where you're saying, you know, I don't want to keep on going around circles. I want to go ahead and do what it is that you've called me to do. Thank you, Cousin. Spectacular blessed songs tonight. Praise and worship evening. Love it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cousin. You know, this next song I'm going to play for you guys. And it just ended up being, I guess, this is how I felt led to do tonight. And this next song is entitled Life's Lessons. Because, you know, the biggest thing that I want to learn is God's. I want to learn life's lessons. You know, so this song, I hope it touches your heart. It's entitled Life's Lessons. Life's Lessons. So I hope you guys like it.
I'm learning life's lessons.
Life's lessons, you know, and I won't ignore how I feel inside, but I'll open up my eyes, now I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. Woo! To life's lessons, are you? Are you guys opening your eyes? Are you opening? Are you opening up yourselves so you can hear what God is trying to teach you? What God is trying to teach you, life's lessons. You know, so that's my prayer. It's like, you know, okay, yes, Lord, okay. Your lessons. Help me. Give me the strength that I need. You know. And you know, guys, you know, I had to do this. I had to stand on God's word, like it says right here. It says right here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. When you go beyond that, it goes to verse 7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, I got to tell you guys this. What's going on, Dave? What's going on, Ginger Ball? You know, I got to say this. You know, when you get to that point, to that place in your life where you say, Lord, you know, I'm wanting to do what you've called me to do. I want to walk. Amen. Amen, Trina. I want to walk in what you called me to walk in. Help me. Help me not to be anxious. You know, you can just get to a point saying, you know, I'm going to trust in you. I trust in you. I'm going to believe you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to thank you. And how many of you guys deal with anxiety? One thing sometimes God says, come follow me. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to say, okay, Lord, have your way. We're supposed to say, Lord, have your way today in my life. So I'm going to follow you. And sometimes that anxiety comes in. It's like, what are you doing? Are you hearing? Are you doing what God has called you to do? So for myself, guys, I just have to get to this point saying, okay, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I know I hear you. I know I hear you. And I got to play this thing for you guys before I leave. And, you know, I want to tell you this, guys. You do what God's called you to do. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep doing what God has called you to do. Keep saying, yes, Lord. Keep saying, here I am, Lord. So even in the midst of all those different things I've shared with you tonight, all those different things I've experienced, you know, it's like I have to end up just saying thank you. I got to end up saying just thank you. You know, and I'm looking to see which one, but I think I'm going to play this one. And I'm going to end with this tonight. You rescued me. Have you ever felt like you were drowning and God says, come? Have you ever felt like, hey, Brian Smith, what's going on? That's not my cousin, Brian Smith. This is another Brian. What's up, Brian? And you say, hey, Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, I'm going to trust you. And when God brings you through and is in the process of bringing you through, you realize that, you know, you rescued me. Sometimes, guys, when God closes the door, we say, and God says, you know, I want you to come over here. We say, Lord, why am I doing that? But God's saying, I just need you to follow me. I just need you to trust me. And then at the end of the day, you realize, you rescued me. You rescued me from myself. You rescued me from my fears. God rescued me. You rescued me. For myself. Thank you, God. So I'm playing a song for you. This is my project too. It's called You Rescued Me.
Pages together.
So
To that point, just saying, Lord, you rescued me. You rescued me. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that you rescued me. How many of you guys know that you might not even realize that God is rescuing you, that he has rescued you? You know, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And listen to this. Listen to this. You might be going through, but God loves you. And nothing is too hard for God that God cannot bring you through. So I wrote that song when I went through one of the worst times of my life. You rescued me. So I prayed that salvation will come. So I got down on my knees, lifted my hands to you. You know exactly what I need. You know my heart's desire. And I'm thankful you rescued me. So I'm going to tell you tonight that God loves you. I'm going to remind you tonight that God cares for you. I'm going to remind you tonight that God has a plan for your life. Just thank him wherever you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When you feel like you're motherless, when you feel like you're fatherless, when you feel like you're by yourself, just know that God is with you. This would helps get me through, guys. To know that God has rescued me, that God continues to rescue me. Amen. Amen. I just want to say, I appreciate you guys coming through. I got my cousin, Bitch, Archbishop. You know, Archbishop, what's going on, cuz Anthony? You know, I praise God for my family coming through tonight. I appreciate your love and love and prayers and support, my family and friends, my, you know, family and friends who come here today. Some of you guys have become like family. We've been meeting up here on Tuesday and Thursday nights. So I appreciate your support. Please share this program, this broadcast on your pages. You know, I pray someone's been touched. If you like my music, if you love my music, if you want to hear it, check me out on iTunes, on all the online places. Just look for G. Wright. My books are under Dr. G. Wright on Amazon. And so you can look at iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody, all those different places. Just look for G. Wright. I want to say God bless you. God bless you so much. God loves you. God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent his son down the cross for you. So wherever you are, you might feel like God can't love me. But guess what? God loves you. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you. He died for me. One thing to say, come into my heart. Come and live in my heart. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I repent for my sins. And I believe that he has all power in heaven and earth. He's coming to my heart. Holy Spirit, coming to my heart. And guess what? God's going to meet you there, right where you are. God loves you. You know, guys, you know, continue to keep me in prayer. My ministry, Fire Heart Ministries, the Heart and Love Radio Show here on Tuesday nights. And I'm just grateful for the things that God is doing. So let's walk. Let's run this race. Let's do what God has called us to do. Thank you for coming through. And Dr. Terrell, Dr. T, songs are incredible. Thanks for sharing. Thank you for staying. Thank you for coming and staying here. You know, you're a walking miracle. Walking miracle, Dr. T. Cousin says, God bless everyone. Great night, Greg. Thank you, Cousin. Love you guys. Thank you guys for your support. Make sure you come through. Again, if you missed it, please go through to the beginning. I played some songs. I sung along with some songs, some of my songs. I own all the rights to the music that you heard tonight. You know, and I just want to say, God bless you. Let's pray for each other. Let's lift each other up. There's enough tearing down. Let's lift each other up. And make sure you get your rest. That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to rest. God bless you. Have a great night and be encouraged.